We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And we're going to start it off with a little bit of music from John Lee Hooker. The news is next.
Support for KRVS comes from Sync Productions, a full-service video production company, voice, and animation house located in Lafayette, Louisiana. Sync offers high-definition video, professional voice, and custom animation services for clients worldwide. They can be reached directly at syncproductions.tv. That's syncproductions.tv.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is still meeting with Senate Republicans on a way to end a budget stalemate that has kept the government closed for 11 days now and has pushed the country closer to defaulting on its financial obligations. President Obama has said that negotiations cannot happen unless the government's reopened and the debt ceiling is raised first. Well, this comes a day after House Republicans offered a six-week extension in raising the debt limit. Congressman Tom Cole says it could happen quickly if Obama agrees to negotiate.
If he signals back that he's willing to sign a short-term deal and sit down and negotiate, I think we'd start moving immediately.
More Republicans on Capitol Hill appear to be backing off a demand that precipitated the government shutdown, the push to defund or delay the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that the latest polls show Republicans sliding.
Republicans were hit with some incredibly bad poll numbers in an NBC Wall Street Journal poll that came out yesterday afternoon. It's not clear that that's what's motivating them, but certainly there is pressure both from the public and from the public through polls to get this over with.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Secretary of State John Kerry's in Afghanistan for what are described as urgent talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the unannounced visit comes as tensions between Kabul and Washington are on the rise.
Kerry is meeting with an Afghan president who's been delivering increasingly hostile rhetoric towards the U.S. In a BBC interview this week, Karzai accused the U.S. of providing clandestine support to the Taliban.
The entire NATO exercise was one that caused Afghanistan a lot of suffering.
Kerry has a long history with Karzai, and the U.S. hopes this visit will calm the waters. The U.S. has been negotiating a long-term security pact with Afghanistan to keep troops in the country after the NATO mission ends next year. The U.S. wants the deal signed by the end of the month, but Karzai has been threatening not to sign the deal if all of his demands aren't met. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The International Criminal Court says the intelligence chief who served during the Gaddafi regime before it was overthrown 2 years ago should stand trial for war crimes in Libya. The judge's decision today in the case of Abdullah al-Senussi reflects a certain level of confidence The Hague has in Libya's legal system. Under international law, each country has the first right to try its suspected war criminals. J.P. Morgan Chase, which came out of the financial crisis as one of this country's biggest banks, is reporting a quarterly loss. The firm says it absorbed a more than $9 billion reserve established for legal expenses. That increased its loss to $380 million compared with a $5.7 billion profit it posted a year earlier. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 94 points at 15,220. This is NPR News. The Nobel Committee is already coming under fire for this year's choice for the Nobel Peace Prize, a chemical weapons disarmament organization that's now working in Syria. Terry Schultz has the latest.
Popular opinion may have wanted inspirational Pakistani schoolgirl Malala Yousafzai to win the Peace Prize today, but Nobel Committee Chair Thorbjørn Jagland says the choice of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW.
We have the opportunity now to do away with a whole category of chemical weapons.
Jagland recalled the outrage, particularly over President Obama winning the prize in 2009, and he dismissed that too.
I accept that everybody else is discussing this based on the very controversial politics in the United States, but we have to look at the facts.
Jagland says President Obama's initiative with Russia that resulted in a new strategic arms reduction treaty proved he deserved the prize. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
One of the co-founders of the smartphone maker BlackBerry is interested in bidding for the company. Dan Karpinchuk reports Mike Lazzariti served as president and co-CEO of BlackBerry before stepping aside in 2012.
Documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission show Mike Lazzariti wants to bid for BlackBerry along with Douglas Fragan, another BlackBerry pioneer. No financial details were disclosed in the filing. The two are said to be considering all options, including buying all of the outstanding shares they don't already own. Lazzaridis and Fragan own about 8%. Fairfax Financial, which owns 10%, has made a conditional $4.7 billion offer for the smartphone maker. At least one technology analyst says the move is good because it shows a small lineup of potential buyers is beginning to form. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Cigna, a global health service company dedicated to helping people improve their health, well-being, and sense of security at Cigna.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and we are into our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed by Freetown Radio at 3 p.m., hosted by Roger Cash. Back now to 1967, recorded in Chicago. Here is John Lee Hooker.
Oh, between midnight and morning, that's when the blues fell down on me. Oh, it was between midnight and morning, that's when the blues fell down on me. Between my woman and I, either one of us just could not agree. All of my life, love ain't been nothing but the blues for me. Oh, I loved all of my lifetime. Ain't been nothing but the blues for me. Love would be grand, had a 99-year guarantee. I don't beg for mercy, don't beg mercy for me. Oh, I don't beg for mercy, and don't beg mercy for me. I laid down this morning, I was blue as any man could be. Oh, some people can keep love, that's some turn love in the hay. Oh, that's some can keep love, and that's some people turn love in the hay. Before I take any more chances, I think I just stick around and wait.
I've been somewhere everywhere, but I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York. I'm going to fly off the wall.
Jimmy Reed, Going to New York. Before hearing Jimmy Reed, we heard John Lee Hooker with a number called My Own Blues. Hooker, again, recorded in Chicago in 67 with Louis Myers on blues harp, Eddie Kirkland on guitar, and Eddie Taylor on bass. We have an Eddie Taylor tune-up next for us here on KRVS, one that done here by Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughn from their 2007 release on the Jimmy Reed Highway. Eddie Taylor, of course, was a guitarist behind a lot of Jimmy Reed recordings, and supposedly the guy that taught Jimmy Reed how to play guitar. Omar Kent Dykes on vocals, Jimmy Vaughn and Derek O'Brien on guitars with a rendition of Bad Boy.
I'm a bad, bad boy, long way from home. I'm just a bad boy, long way from home. I ain't got nobody or no place to call my own. I'm a bad, bad boy in your town alone. I'm a bad boy in your town alone. I ain't got nobody or no place to call my home. My side. Next time I travel, I will have you by my side. Then I won't have to walk, babe. Everything will be all right. Yeah.
right, ready?
Dance for me, girl, like you used to do. Dance for me, girl, let me see you move. I can't sleep at night, couldn't work all day. Dance for me, girl, till the morning gone. Talk to me, girl, call my name out loud. Talk to me, girl, tell me how you feel. I can't sleep at night, couldn't work all day. Dance for me, girl, dance for me, girl.
Buddy Flett from his brand new disc, Rough Edges, Dance for Me. Buddy Flett, I'm trying to remember what the date was. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. Had a disc out called Mississippi Sea. Got a lot of good reviews on that one. A lot of airplay. He's from Shreveport, a friend of David Egan. Has written tunes for a lot of notable people, and he ended up in 2008. Yeah, it was 2007. I think his disc came out. He was struck down with encephalitis and had memory problems. Couldn't play the guitar. It's a very, very serious illness, and he came back. Obviously, he came back pretty well, given that a lot of the tracks on this disc. Buddy Flett. Before we heard Buddy, we heard Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughn from the disc on the Jimmy Reed Highway. They did a number called Bad Boy, the old Eddie Taylor tune. And we turn next here on KRVS 2, a track from a two-disc set that was put together by Sue Foley. It was on Roof Records. Came out back in 2005. It's called Blues Guitar Women. We're going to hear on the guitar on this next track Bonnie Raitt, Maria Muldaur on vocals, doing a number called It's a Blessing.
I am marching every day. I'm meeting trials on my way. Short of blessings, but I'm going on just the same. Folks complaining side, except me, Lord, I'm satisfied. It's a blessing just to call my Savior's name. I don't worry and I don't fret. Not so
I'm stopping, I just don't
dropping your little pea pies up into our eyes. Now you men's up in the trough. You're wrapping your little pea pies up into our eyes. But those men down south got those big tomatoes. I'm going way down the side, where I'm stuck and I just don't know. I'm going way down the side, where I'm stuck and I just don't know. I'll have reached my destination. How'd you know I was on this train?
Man, I saw crabs at all the porters. Where you headed, baby?
Away from your crab games, that's what.
Where you headed?
Way down south.
South? Oh, no, baby. South.
Where the weather suits my clothes.
South.
Where the warm wind blows.
But, baby, why?
Because those southern men know.
We're switching trains, ma'am. Blue lights your blues and red lights.
Joanna Connor on guitar and vocal from a disc called Slide Time that came out back in 1998. A number entitled Peavine Blues, playing, of course, on the title of the old, well, and I guess the subject, too, of the old Peavine Railroad that ran from the Dockery Plantation to various ports of call and that sort of thing. The first Peavine Blues was recorded by Charlie Patton way back when. We heard that version a few weeks ago, along with another reference to Peavine done by John Lee Hooker. Before we heard Joanna Connor from Slide Time, we heard Maria Muldaur and Bonnie Raitt from a two-disc set called Blues Guitar Women, and they did a tune for us called It's a Blessing. Next year on KRVS, we're going to listen to Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham and the Sweet Baby Blues Band from a disc called A Basket Full of Blues. They're going to do an old Jelly Roll Morton, that Morton tune that commemorates the late, great Buddy Bolden. Some say he was the first great jazz cornetist. There's a story. The lore goes that he went spectacularly insane during a 1907 Labor Day parade in New Orleans. The truth is probably somewhere not too far from that. He did have an acute alcoholic psychosis, an episode of that in 1907, and spent most of the rest of his life in an insane asylum, unfortunately. But he left a big mark in the city of New Orleans and helped with the birth of jazz. Again, Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham.
Buddy Bolden say he plays so dirty, take it away. Dirty and nasty, take him away. I thought I heard him say. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout. Open up the window, let the blues get out. Open up the window, let the blues get out. I thought I heard the old man shout.
of chicks. Well, tell me, Daddy, have you ever got so many kicks? Yes, I may not be a doctor, but I've got just the thing for you. Please promise me, loving Papa, that you always will be true. But I like the way you ride. I want you all the time right here by my side. Right on, sweet daddy. Yes, just get your kicks. And when it gets too dead, I'm gonna show you some new tricks. I'll have to see a mechanic, for it seems my motor won't stop.
From December of 1945, that was Dinah Washington from a disc called Mellow Mama. Dinah singing with the Milt Jackson group at the time, a number called My Lovin' Papa. Before we heard Dinah, we heard Jimmy and Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham and the Sweet Baby Blues Band from a disc called Basket Full of Blues. They did, again, the old Jelly Roll Morton classic, Buddy Bolden's Blues, celebrating the life and particularly the impact of Buddy Bolden on New Orleans jazz. Well, we just heard Dinah Washington here on KRVS from December of 45. Let's turn the clock back to February of that same year. Here's a very influential Big Maceo Merriweather on piano and vocals with Tampa Red on guitar.
Something, baby, I would like for you to know. The way you have treated me, it won't work no more. All things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. You told me that you love me. Was true. You called me to misuse my home, all on account of you. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. I know you are lying. Up your hopper and talking all out your head, but things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. No, boy, I'm so glad I don't have to worry no more. used to stay so worried. I used to be so blue. But all of my worries was on account of you. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. So bye-bye, baby. Yes, I am through with you. But if you don't stop your lying, it may be the death of you. But I'm so glad I don't have to worry about you anymore.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Your tricks. I love it feel on the lane. I know how you left your old tricks. You leave town today to 10 days. You got your business well fixed. I want up to change his mind and boom out. I like to do in Bill Street Town. I wonder if the change is bad in boom out. Like to do in Bill Street Town. The first night I stayed in Memphis, Tit Bug turned my band around. Get safer with the best bar to keep the changes from taking my life. I had to get safer with the best bar to keep the changes from taking my life. Because the changes got my number, wrote three letters to my wife. Me easy, way across that Ridgero. I said, my wife got me easy, way across that Ridgero. The next time I go to slip out, I ain't gonna leave on the light anymore. My wife is with me. And my rich pig began into. I said my wife is with me. And my rich pig began into. All the blind is cold, bell along. And with the change bug do.
Blind Lemon Jefferson recorded in Chicago in October of 1927, a number called Chinch Bug Blues. There must have been a lot of infestations back then. There was Bed Bug Blues by Bessie Smith. Lonnie Johnson also recorded that tune. Not a pleasant thought, but very interesting and early blues from Blind Lemon Jefferson. Before we heard Lemon, we heard Big Maceo Merriweather on piano and vocals, and also Tampa Red on guitar, recorded in Chicago back in 1945. They did a piece called Things Have Changed. We're going to turn next to the kid that led Blind Lemon Jefferson around the streets of Dallas back in the early 20s. We're talking about someone that would later be known as T-Bone Walker, Aaron T-Bone. T-Bone Walker was his full name. Here's T-Bone Walker from 1942 with Mean Old World.
drink straight whiskey, it makes your tonsils sore. You got bags under your eyes, big as a barnyard door. Wake up, party girl, don't you know the cops are around? Well, you dead on your feet, baby, and you on your last go around. Party girl, party girl, why don't you stay at home? Party girl, party girl, you got to stay at home. Well, you lost all your glamour and your health is almost gone.
Guitarist Dave Spector, along with on vocals on this particular track, Linwood Slim, a rendition of Party Girl, a tune that T-Bone Walker recorded back in the early 1950s, and we heard T-Bone Walker before hearing Dave Spector. We heard T-Bone from 1942 doing Mean Old World. Next year on a Blues Box on KRVS, back to the 1990s and music from Keb Moe from his disc Just Like You, his cover of one of the tunes that Robert Johnson recorded back in the 30s.
It's the land fed you going down. Land fed you going down. It's the last fed you going down. Good Lord, on that love, oh, Adam Bell, don't you cry this time. Adam Bell, don't you cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you'll die about a dime. I wouldn't cry, but the money, it ain't mine. My captain, so mean, oh me. My captain, so mean, oh me. My captain, so mean, oh me, good Lord. On that gun, hold out.
is an old blues story from an old blues place. Somebody told a lie, somebody dropped the case, and somebody told the truth on me. Yeah, somebody told the truth on me. Somebody told the truth on me. Gonna need some help, gonna need some time, because somebody told the truth on me. Believe them when lies were told. She has an angel face and a heart of gold. But somebody told the truth on me. Yeah, somebody told the truth on me. Somebody told the truth on me. Gonna need some help, gonna need some time, because somebody told the truth on me. Crooked road goes over the hill. It didn't mean a thing, I had a one-time thrill. But somebody told the truth on me. Somebody told the truth on me. Somebody told the truth on me. Gonna need some help, gonna need some time, because somebody told the truth on me. Somebody told the truth on me.
Cephas and Wiggins with the title track to a disc they had out back in 2002 on Alligator Records. And before we heard Cephas and Wiggins, we heard Keb Moe from the disc Just Like You doing a cover of Last Fair Deal Gone Down, an old Robert Johnson tune, pretty much related to the old-time music tune Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. Coming up in just a few minutes will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Then we have All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. And at 7 o'clock, tune in for Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter hosting. At 9 o'clock, we have the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine, followed at 10 p.m. by the program Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And, of course, we'll have Zydeco in the morning for you with John and MC. And then KRVS will be carrying a lot of the festival live, Festival Acadiana Creole, both tomorrow and Sunday, starting at around noon. So definitely tune in to public radio during that time. And this is Public Radio, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, thanks to those of you out there who support us with annual contributions. Some of you may have received your renewal notices in the mail. We hope that you'll attend to those quickly, and we, again, would like to express our gratitude for keeping us on the air with those contributions. Those of you who aren't members, we are going to be starting our fall fundraiser next Friday, and that's a good time to think about what public radio means to you in Acadiana. And maybe you might decide to support some of these shows. We have to have continued support from our members, or we just can't continue to bring these programs to you on air. Again, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana. And we'll see you next week right after Morning Edition.